This week, we're pleased to be able to bring you a missions update from Justin and Alicia Donner. They work with the Church of Christ in Cologne, Germany. A portion of the recording concerning their work with refugees has been removed in order to safeguard people with family members still at risk in their countries of origin.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to show you a few pictures of what we're doing in Cologne. I'll be giving comments on the different ministries we're doing, and my wife Alicia is in the back there. She's there to make sure I don't say anything wrong or forget anything. First of all, this is something I wanted to mention. This picture was taken last year in Centerville, Ohio, when Alicia and I got married. Alicia and I had already mentioned this. We met in 2014. I was doing an internship at the time with the church. I had just finished my studies. I had to go through a one-year internship. We met at a retreat called the Euro-American Retreat in Bavaria, and very quickly became good friends. Got married last year. We had decided, after dating long distance for about a year and a half, that we wanted to get married, wanting to be in the same city. We decided to work together in the same church before getting married, to get to know each other in real life, so to speak. And we were looking for a place where we could both come together in ministry and start something new together. And the place that seemed perfect for that was in Cologne, Germany. Alicia already knew the church there. She was in Leipzig in East Germany, and I had done one of my internships there, so we knew the church quite well. It's a good compromise because the city is either the least German city in Germany or the only French city that speaks German. It's a mix of cultures. It's on the border between Belgium and Germany, and there's a lot of French influence in the city. And so it's kind of bridging the gap between our two cultures. Here's a picture of downtown Cologne. That's the cathedral and city hall in the front. Cologne is probably the most cosmopolitan city I know in Europe. After the war, many people moved to Germany. Germany had lost most of its men during the war and needed help rebuilding the cities. And so people moved in from Turkey, from Russia, from Italy, from Spain. In addition to that, Cologne has the largest university in Germany. It has a lot of students from all over the world. And so there's this kind of a crazy mix in Cologne. I hear English walking in the street pretty much every day. I hear French 2-3 times a week just walking in the street. There's lots of different cultures mixing, lots of different backgrounds, religions interacting in Cologne. It's a very, very interesting city. It's also famous for the cathedral, but also, if you ask a German person, it is famous because it's the city people go to in Germany to party. So a lot of the people, a lot of the young people especially that we work with may have addiction problems or may have, there's that kind of background sometimes with the people we're evangelizing. A very lively city to be in. I wanted to give a bit of background about the church in Cologne. So the church has been in Cologne since the 50s. It was founded right after the war. And the missionary there for many years was Bill Wilson. And by the early 2000s, the church had about 50 members, which makes it one of the large churches in Germany. Bill Wilson retired and moved back to the U.S. in 2010. And unfortunately, that's often the case in Europe. When the missionary leaves, the church kind of shrinks. Sometimes, unfortunately, disappears. The Church of Christ in Cologne, The Church of Christ in Cologne really almost crumbled when Bill left. They went from about 50 members to maybe a dozen in the span of a few months. And they got together as a church and decided the only way we're going to survive is if everybody pitches in with everything. If everybody has a ministry that they can be in charge of, that they can bring people to church, encourage people to be involved in our community. And so that has started, I'm mentioning this because that has kind of shaped the church culture in Cologne. Cologne is a church where everybody does something, or everybody does almost everything in the church. People are very involved, and a lot of our ministries are team ministries. There's very few things that I do alone as a missionary or as a minister. A lot of our ministries are involve a group of 5, 6, 7 people sometimes. That's the case with our children's ministries, with our ministry with refugees. It's very often a team effort. Over time, this strategy worked pretty well for the church. They grew, by the time I was there for my internship in 2015, they had grown to about 30 to 35 members. That is the same time my coworker moved to Cologne. His name is Zach Murphy, and that's his wife, Alyssa. People in Cologne have trouble remembering which one is Alyssa and which one is Alicia. So that's an interesting struggle. Zach and Alyssa have been in Germany for 12 years now, 11 years. They worked with a church near Hanover for 10 years and then moved to Cologne in 2014. And then Alicia and I moved there at the beginning of 2017. And so in the course of the past 2 years, the church has once again started growing a bit more. Lately, on an average Sunday, we probably have 50 to 55 members. So it's been encouraging to see a lot of this growth is not simply due to our ministry. It's really just the church deciding to get together and work as a family. And it's been encouraging to see how that strategy has worked. This is the church in Cologne, the congregation. You can see we have a lot of different backgrounds. We have people from, recently we were at a Bible study. I counted we had people from 5 continents around the same table. There's a lot of interaction with different cultures in the church in Cologne. So Alicia and I moved there in 2017. We quickly found out it would be difficult to find a place to live. It took us 13 months to find an apartment. I wanted to include this picture. The apartment we found, a church member was moving to another city and worked it out that we could move into her apartment after she left, which was very kind. The apartment needed a lot of renovations, so that's been part of my ministry for the past year, is painting walls and fixing different things in the house. That picture is a bit old. By now, most of the apartment is finished. We are finishing the kitchen this fall. So our ministry in Cologne has been defined mainly by four different goals, four different areas where we've invested our efforts. The first one is our outreach to refugees. And this is one where I'm going to try not to ramble, but there's a lot of exciting things happening with the refugees in our church. And that is really one point I wanted to address first. For many months, we've been... before I forget, some of the refugees we work with are not comfortable with us talking about them or posting pictures of them online. Some of the pictures here will be pretty bad because we avoid taking pictures of them. We started the first part of our ministry with refugees. This is at a hotel near the church building. The German state basically rented all the rooms in the hotel and put refugees in the rooms. These are all mothers with children. There's not a single adult man in the hotel. And so we go there once a week, and we just spend time with the children there. That involves tutoring. We help them with homework. It involves, we do crafts with them. We play games. It's just a time for them to feel like they have friends outside of school. They know somebody who isn't a teacher or a parent. And so that specific day, we had made masks with them. They were proudly showing off the masks they had done. And for about the first year of our ministry in Cologne, that was the main work we did with the refugees. We worked with the children. There was a lady at church that came during the week multiple times to teach German to the parents, and we interacted a lot with the. There's about 40 families, I think, in the 30 maybe in the hotel, and so we that was the main part of our work with refugees. About a year ago, we received a call from the Church of Christ in Vienna. Vienna has had a big influence on the work with refugees in, well, it's in Austria, but Germans speak in Europe. A lot of the refugees come in through Greece, through Italy, and a lot of them transit through Austria to get to probably the most, the countries that have taken the most refugees in are Germany and Sweden. So a lot of them cross through Austria. In Vienna, there's a man called Gerhard who started a ministry with refugees a few years ago when the first ones started arriving to Europe. And the it's become basically an extra church, a church for refugees alongside the Church of Christ that was already there. So the German state cannot send them back to a dangerous area. They can't send them back to Iran, for example. But what they do is they send them to Italy, which is the country that originally gave the visa. And Italy basically says, we don't have the funds to take care of refugees. They put them on a plane and send them back to Iran. So it's they're not directly sent home, but eventually we know if they're deported, that's where they'll end up. In all of these cases, there's a need for us to shelter them. There's also a need for fellowship. A lot of them, they can't leave the building as long as they're in church asylum. They can't even walk out to get the mail. And so a lot of our ministry with these people is simply spending time with them. We go to church sometimes on weekdays in the evening and cook a meal and eat with them and play a card game just so they have interaction with someone. Also, a lot of these people have discovered Christianity fairly recently. They've been Christians for a year or two. It's very touching to read. As part of the process, we have to read all the paperwork that has to do with their application. And one of the things is they are they go to court and they have to explain because they're applying for a refugee status because of their faith. They have to justify that they are Christian, that they're not simply claiming that to be able to stay in Germany. And so all the questions have to do with what do you believe? What does it mean for you to be a Christian? Who is Jesus? And it's very touching to read those reports. And it's really interesting to see one of the topics that comes up again is I haven't been a Christian for very long, but what it means, what Christianity really means that I know I have fellowship with God. I know Jesus gives me access to God. Really, Jesus is really what is the most attractive for these people in Christianity. And one of the, we were talking with those two families, and they were explaining to us, when I was a Muslim, my friends would always tell me, you have to be afraid of Allah. If you disobey, Allah is going to punish you. And she said, I was never really convinced by that. And when I started coming to church, I realized this is the God that I've always wanted to know. This is a God who doesn't punish me and look down on me. It's a God who loves me. You know, I never associated religion with love until I went to church. The two things were completely separate in my mind until I got to New Christians. And so a lot of this is simply being with these people, supporting them in this trial they're going through A lot of it is simply a personal involvement in their life. The second ministry that's been really big, it's been taking a lot of time in our schedule in the past few years, is children's ministries. When I went to Cologne in 2015, our Sunday school class was one boy. We had one boy, and the women in the church would take turns taking him to the kitchen. He'd have a cup of juice, and they would read Bible stories to him from a children's book. And then several families have been moving to Cologne or getting to know the church. Some other Christians from other parts of Germany have moved to Cologne, and we now average on any given Sunday maybe 10 to 12 children in our Sunday school class. So children's ministries have really become a big part of our work. Here you have one of our two Sunday school classes. We have an older group that meets in the Sunday school room / refugee bedroom, and then the younger group meets in the kitchen. We also started when we arrived in Cologne a children's program. We meet every Saturday for 2 hours with children their ages 3 to 12, and we just spend time with them. We sing songs, read a Bible story. We have a craft, we have a snack together. It's really just a time to, spend time with these children. We've been going through Genesis and Exodus with them, and it's just a time to teach them about the Bible, but also just spend time with them in fellowship. We started that about 2 years ago, and our very first, we call it Kids Club, our very first Kids Club, we had 5 children. Who came. And we were excited because we had expected 3. And one of the families we got to know is from Eritrea. The parents are Eritrean. They came as refugees about 20 or 30 years ago. And they said, we go to a church just down the street that's an Eritrean church. They have the services in Eritrean. And they have a lot of children. Would you mind if we brought our children to Kids Club, and that can be their Sunday school, so to speak? About 2 months after we started, we had grown from 5 to 15 children at Kids Club. And by now, we usually, most Saturdays, we have about 20 to 25 children at Kids Club. So this has... this is a ministry that's become bigger than we anticipated. We started with 3 people on the team, thinking that would be enough, and we usually now work with 5 or 6 adults just to keep up with the children. So that's us having a snack with the children at the end of Kids Club. With the group getting that big, we decided to split the group in 2, so we now have a younger children's Kids Club and a we call it the teens group. Teen group. They're not all teens; it's more preteens. And I'll get back to that at the end of my presentation. But one of our goals is to encourage them to feel part of the church. We want them to feel like they belong in the church. We want them to be excited to come to Kids Club and come to church. And we want them to feel like they belong in a fellowship. I'll get back to that at the end. That's part of one of our long-term strategies. Another ministry with children, this was the very first time I ever did this, the very first time the church in Cologne did this. This was one of Alicia's ideas. Alicia, if you want to add anything to what I'm saying, feel free to interrupt me. Alicia, for many years, has been planning what the Germans call Kibivo, which is Vacation Bible School in English. And we decided that for this summer, last month, was the very first time we did that in Cologne. And so we meet every morning from 9:30 to 12:30. And it's a bit of it's a children's program like we do for Kids Club, but we come every day for a week. Same thing, we were expecting maybe 7 or 8 children. We ended up with a dozen. Maybe, they came every day, all week, and we went through parables of Jesus with them. That was a very encouraging ministry. Kind of a new one for us. Alyssa, did you want to add anything?
I worked with the church in Bremen, Germany for 9 years, and one of the other women in the church and I started doing a vacation Bible school there. That is not a German thing, and so one challenge is creating material. At least in the United States, people buy packages of materials for vacation Bible school, and that's not really possible there. So, I was very thankful that other people in the church were in Cologne were willing to kind of back up this idea and say, sure, we'll figure it out and we'll make it happen. It was a really great week. And several of the kids said at the end of the week that they wished it could continue. They didn't want it to end, and they were hoping it would happen again next year. So we're hoping that this might become an annual thing now.
Thanks. Another big children's ministry. I think this is something a lot of different churches in Germany are involved with. This is the German Retreat Center in Angermünden. It's a tiny village near Frankfurt. And we've made an effort to be involved in the camps, the children's camps in Germany. So this year, for example, we worked as counselors at the Easter camp. These are children 8 to 13 years old. We were counselors, helped teach Bible studies. It was a very good experience. If you want to learn language, the best thing is to spend time with children because they will not hesitate to correct your German. I also went back to France this summer to work with the camp there. So it's a slightly larger group. I was there for 2 weeks. The topic at camp in France this year, or the theme, was superheroes will not save you. And so every time it was, they would compare a superhero and a hero of the faith, the hero from the Bible. There you go, a few pictures from camp in France. So our third big goal is obviously evangelism. If you come to the church in Cologne during the week, there will be four main Bible studies that we have on a weekly basis. We have an English Bible study every Wednesday. We have the Köln Süd Bible Group, the Cologne, southern neighborhoods of Cologne. We have our young adults Bible study. And we have, for lack of a better term, what I call our beginners Bible study. This is a Bible study we started for people who have been coming to church for 6 months or a year, maybe 2 years, and basically say, I know very little about the Bible. Can you tell me more? So we go through the Gospels with them and the Book of Acts. Another, don't worry, that's not a mistake on my part. That's German. It's on purpose. Another Bible study that I've been starting, and we're going to be trying to offer that, if possible, on a yearly basis, is the Purpose of God Bible study. You might have heard about that from my father. My father developed that in French. It's a series that uses PowerPoint slides and goes through the whole Bible. I translated that into German last year. We're going to start a new meeting with that study again this fall. That was, if I remember correctly, 1,380-something slides to translate. It takes about a year to go through the whole program. If you want a confirmation of the cliché, some of the German words were long enough that I had to split the text onto several slides. So that's the German version. And another ministry that I've been involved in the past year, now has started in May 2018. Ed already mentioned that. I've been teaching religion classes at Pepperdine. They called me at the beginning of 2018 to ask if I could help with that. And that really has turned out to be a very evangelistic project, more so than I thought. About half of my students are either not Christian or nominal Christians who have never opened a Bible. And so this is my chance to tell them about the New Testament. And I really try to focus the classes on the person of Christ. I'm running out of time, I'm sorry. And this is another ministry, especially Alicia is involved in this quite a bit. Let's Start Talking Ministry. I don't know if this is something you're familiar with. People come to learn English. They have conversations in English with native speakers, and we use the Bible as the text, the basis of the conversation. So it's an opportunity for people to practice their English, but also learn about Christ. There you go. And our last, I entitled this Building Bridges. That's our last big long-term goal in Cologne. The policy in Cologne, ever since they had that famous meeting where they decided to reboot the church, so to speak, the policy has been the church will reach out and try to interact with other churches, whether that's other churches in Cologne or other congregations throughout Germany. And so there's a conscious effort on the part of the Cologne team to interact with other churches. We go to prayer meetings with other churches in Cologne. We plan seminars with other churches. And we are very, very involved in different retreats that happen throughout the year in Germany. And that's not simply because we enjoy these things. It's that we're trying to build bridges with other believers in Europe. It's really a conscious strategy, a deliberate strategy. The two main seminars that happen for the Churches of Christ in Germany are called ABSS, Advanced Bible Study Series. That's in February, and the Fall Conference in October. We always attend those. They usually have a teacher, either missionaries or teachers from Christian schools in the U.S. who come and teach for a week. And this is really an opportunity for to follow a really good series of Bible studies and also to interact with other missionaries in our area. So that's something we attend pretty much every year. This is, once again, Let's Start Talking. That is the Let's Start Talking team that we sent to Romania. We send a group and they offer Let's Start Talking in English and new material that's been developed last year to learn German. And a lot of Romanians, Serbians, Bulgarians, people who live in that area, are really wanting to learn German because that would allow them to move to Germany and find a job. So that was our team from 2018, if I remember correctly. They went to Romania for 2 weeks, and they said they had 5 readers for the English course and 45 readers for the German course. That's really a ministry where there's a need for German people to reach out to the people in Romania. We also have multiple seminars. This is a preacher from the church in St. Petersburg in Russia who came, and he also composes songs. And so he gave us a seminar on worship, on singing in church. He also comes and does concerts for us now and then. My father came in February, did a very very interesting seminar on how to read the Gospels in our church. There's a poster. Spent a week with us, and we went through the Gospels of Luke and John together. That was very interesting. And here I am translating his sermon on Sunday. He's really difficult to translate into German. This is something Alicia might be able to tell you more about. We also have a ministry with women. They plan a breakfast about 4 or 5 times a year. Get together for breakfast and have a speaker come in from another church and share a study with the women. So that's been one of the recurring events in our church. So our long-term goals, this is our church building. We are hoping By now, we've reached the point where we have about 12 or 13 Iranian members in our church. We are hoping that they get a chance to start, maybe not their own church, but at least a group where they can live Christianity in their culture and not just adapting to German culture. So we're hoping to start a Bible study in Persian for them and encourage them to have maybe a form of worship that they can relate to. And that's one of our goals. The next generation is really one of our big mission fields. This is the case a lot in European churches. The children come to church as long as mom and dad make them. And then when they hit teenagehood, they just don't come to church anymore. And so we're really trying to build this youth group is, I hope, our young adults group in 10 years. We're really trying to build a sense of community so that they feel like they belong in the church and they want to come, not simply because their parents bring them. So this is really a long-term project for us. We're really aiming for results in 10 or 15 years. And then our last goal, this is really a long-term goal. The church in Cologne is right there in the south of the city. And for many years, we've been talking about what will happen when we outgrow our church building. And what we've discussed is the need for a church on the other side of the Rhine. The Rhine runs north to south there on the map. There is really a need to reach out to other places. So our long-term goal would be maybe to have, for lack of a better term, a satellite church that we can plant somewhere else in Cologne. One of the difficulties with ministry in Europe is the churches are very far apart from one another. It's very hard for a new church plant to function because the next church may be 3-4 hours away. And it's hard to be a small group isolated from other churches. And so our goal is if we could start another church close to ours, maybe just a few kilometers away, that would give us a chance to support it as it is going. That's our long-term perspective for the ministry in Cologne. I don't want to go over time into your coffee break. Maybe if you have questions, you can come up to us and just talk with us in person.
Thanks for listening to this missions update from the Donners. If you'd like more information about how you can support their ministry or any of the ministries of our congregation, you can go to beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca/contact. While you're there, you can also sign up for our email lists to get bulletins sent to you or notices of meetings or special prayer requests. beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca/contact.